Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, he kind of is who he is at this point. And all of the numbers bear it out. And I think that's what makes it so frustrating. Now, as we said, he was plus 11. It was 40-30 when he was subbed out at the 15-10 mark. And they never put him back in. And they scored 17 points the rest of the way.
Right.
And in the game, Sissoko was minus 6, Cooper was minus 5, Kola was minus 1. So clearly your other three bigs weren't getting it done. And from the 7:43 mark to the 6-second mark, when they took Maddie out for Trey Holloman to try to defend that last second three, they played their usual starting lineup and got outscored by 6. And that's been a problem all year. There have only been 14 Big Ten lineups that have played at least 100 minutes in conference play, and only 3 have a negative point differential. Any guesses on the 3 starting fives?
Oh, wow. Let me go with – Indiana.
Nope, they're positive.
I'm going to guess MSU.
Yep, that's one. They're minus 19.
Is it Ohio State?
Yep, they're minus 30.
Michigan?
Yep, they're minus 20. Those are your 3 in conference play.
Wait, now say that again for the people in the back.
All right. So there have been 14 Big Ten lineups that have played at least 100 minutes together in conference play, and only 3 have a negative point differential. And that's Ohio State starting 5, Michigan starting 5, and Michigan State starting 5. So that's Tyson Walker, A.J. Hogarth, Jaden Akins, Malik Hall, Matty Sissoko.
Wow. And yet you still keep putting them out there.
Still keep putting them out there.
Wow. Okay. You know, you blew my mind. I'm sure you just blew all the listeners' mind with that because, yeah, for those who don't know, you're looking at Ohio State and Michigan at the bottom of the Big Ten. And this is probably why Michigan State, has so many slow starts to start the year off. Think about how many times they had to come back to win things. And yet in this game, they did change. They put Booker out there. I'll say this, and Harold, you're the numbers guy, but from a layman's point of view, when you put Maddie out there, it hinders the game of A.J. Hogarth. The reason being is A.J.'s game is driving to the basket. Now, Tyson can hit threes and Tyson can do the circus shots, but A.J. is, I'm going to blow past my guy and I'm going in for the layup. But when Maddie is in the game, not only is he down low, but his man is down low. And now you have, it's clogging up, it's congestion. You can't get that easy shot. Now, A.J., when Maddie's in the game, has to rely on jump shooting, and that's not his forte. When he's most dangerous, when you think about it, he's driving to that basket. He's getting that easy layup, that transition basket. And when Maddie's in the game, that's just not happening. You saw that in that final 7 minutes where, I mean, A.J. made one layup. Tyson made a circus layup. And that was really the only points they got non-free throw line of the 7 points. They Malik can't post up and do anything. So I look at it, and from what I gather – Coach Wojcik is the guy that does the substitution patterns for the big man. And this may be something that Tom has to just take over from him and say, hey, kind of like in football, where if I'm the OC and you're the head coach, but you all of a sudden say, you know what? Yeah, we got to run this trick play. You trump what I'm about to do. You overrule me. Tom has to come up with a better combination, because here's how I see this. The unfortunate part of all of this is they actually have the formula to go far in the NCAA tournament. You got three guards who could score. Plus, now that Malik has stepped his game up, you got somebody who could post up down low. And that's normally the formula. That's why I don't think, like, Purdue, you know, you got Zach Edey. He's a unicorn. But there's a reason why the big man doesn't win national titles. It's, you look at all the champ, former champions, and they got this loaded backcourt, this loaded backcourt. MSU has that. Now, as I said, you got to get off that 8-9 because you're looking at a team that you're probably either you've lost to Tennessee, you've already lost to Arizona, or you're going to be looking at UConn, the defending national champion. –